Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome to the Solo Nick podcast for another week. Obviously 24 hours late this week, which I apologise for. We went out to do some fishing late yesterday afternoon on the high tide and didn't get back in time to do the pod, what with Ninja Warrior Grand Final and also our new season of Survivor having started. Ran out of time, but apologies for that, but we're back on the Monday night this week. Obviously that means that the round is over and the scores are finalised and the rankings are finalised. So Duffel Bag Boys finished on 1263 this week, which has dropped me down 72 spots, down to 1149th overall. So still just on the fringes of that top 1,000. We're about 30 to 35 points, I think, out of the top 1,000. So we're not far off. We can still make a late charge. Unfortunately, Wenin's had a blinder this week, 1435, ranked 13th overall for the week, and he's jumped us by about 190 points. He's jumped all the way up to 444th with that score, which he's obviously gloating about and strutting around, you know, strutting his stuff. But it's a good score. He got lucky with a couple of players, you know, more tripped into the score as opposed to actually earning it with any skill. But anyway, he's 190 points up with 6 weeks to go. So we're going to need to make a move. He doesn't have many trades left, though, and that is what I think is going to be his downfall. The boys are still sitting with six trades left and 100k in bank, and I'm pretty sure Wenin's got two or one trade left. But that's it. Yep, that's it. We're just outside the top 1,000. We'll look to make a move this week. Team's still looking strong. Got Fafita back this week, which will help. Got a decent team, like I said, 100k in bank. Might look to make a move and get rid of Kenny Bromwich or Nakora or someone like that and strengthen the forward pack. Some of the hits this week, Bateman 105, great outing from old Bait Dog there. Teddy 99, had him as captain, very nice. Gutho 81, Mao 79. Mao just keeps on keeping on, which is awesome. And Ponga 84, even with the sin bin there, nice score from old Ponga. There were a few more misses than hits this week, though. Some of the guns didn't really fire. Cameron Smith could only manage 53 for the boys. Munster 44, bit underwhelming. Hopefully those boys can bounce back in a tough matchup against the Broncos up at Suncorp on Friday night. Nakora 42, Latrell 47, Gerbo on the bench with 81, played Nakora over him. Maddo 56, and Kenny Bromwich wasn't in my team. Wasn't in my 17, but still 52 points. Pretty rubbish score. He's been very average since getting him in for the bye. And like I said, I'll be looking to try and flip him this week. Injuries. Broncos have got a few, actually, for this matchup with the Storm. TPJ, Glenn, and Matt Gillett all training with the rehab group this week. So it'll be interesting to see on teams lists on Tuesday night whether those three boys come up or not. TKO and Cordner both left for the Roosters with calf injuries. I haven't seen an update on TKO, but Cordner's expected to be out for a couple of weeks. Cheekham got KO'd in that hit with Ponga, so we'll see if he's back this week or not. On a positive, though, Dearden from the Broncos, Thomas Dearden, is back training and could be a late inclusion this week or at least available for selection. Blake Ferguson, it's a bit unknown when he's going to return. He's bit of MIA at the moment, in and out of hospital with that infection. So best wishes for Fergo, but might still be a few weeks away from making an NRL return. And Matty Moylan did the hamstring, didn't play this week. Not sure if he's going to be back or not, but he was an out, same as Nick Arima from the Warriors, who was a late withdrawal also. Right, some of the scores from the weekend, some really nice scores. SJ and Cody Walker both turned up with 108 apiece. Ken Mamalo, after missing the week before, came firing back with a 95. He might be the one, although the Warriors are getting absolutely blazed by the refs from all sides. In the past few weeks, he's looking like that fourth centre wing after Latrell, Mao and Bateman, for sure. He strolled over for a couple of tries there. Katoni Staggs keeps getting it done. 93 might be a bit tougher. Won't be playing the Titans every week, coming up against the Storm this week. Might be a bit tougher, but nice score there again. Nathan Brown's been really good in his return with an 87 again this week. Tapau had a 78, which is very nice. And Nathan Cleary, 73. Interesting battle between Cleary, SJ and Moses for that for that halfback spot. SJ obviously got the chocolates this weekend, but I'm just hoping that the Eels run home gets Moses a few more points after trading him in for SJ a couple of weeks ago. Hopefully against the Dragons this week, even though it's an away game, Mitchell can get up there. He's been going okay. He's scored about 60 both of the 2 weeks I've had him, which is semi-decent. On the low end, TPJ got absolutely smashed by the banner, got simbined, got injured, and could only score 16 points. Just a quick mention here, Simonson from the Raiders could only score a 20. He's definitely a sell. He's an upgrade or a downgrade to enough, for sure. Isan Masters is under 400k and only scored 32, and he's got to go. Nofo could only manage 37 after a few good weeks there. He's a definite hold, though. Tigers up against the Cows this week on Thursday night. Could be some points in that one. TKO can only manage 41. And like we said, he's injured, so he can probably go. Oates, 55. Just wanted to mention him. His price did not change by a single dollar. Zero price change. Scored a try early on, and I thought he was on for a big one, but could only manage 55. Similar story for Tau, who could only score 57, which is not bad, but with the early try, was looking like a bit more. Some of the early trade trends, which is something that we can do, having the podcast on a Monday night. The popular trade-ins are Mau, Tedesco, Clemmer. Pretty simple there, three guns. Jason Saab from the Dragons. I think he played on the weekend. Let's just have a look at this bloke. He played one game and he scored 67. So I think the time to downgrade has been and gone, but people are still keen on him. John Bateman, good choice. Tommy Turbo, good choice against Newcastle at Brookie this week. Probably a captain option there as well. Nathan Cleary, like I said, been going well. Ponga, always a good choice. Mamalo, very good choice as well. And then Jared Anderson, he's the dual nuff. I actually brought him in last week, the dual nuff with centre wing and second row. Availability, some of the sales this week, TKO and Masters are the top two. That makes sense. RTS, obviously a reluctant sell for people, but they're trying to get to the Teddy Turbo combo. Brent Naden from the Panthers had an absolute mare on the weekend and only scored 12 points, I think it was. He's had a good run, though, 466k, definite downgrade option there. Just get rid of him. He's done his job. TPJ, 521, down week, injured. Wait and see what happens with Tuesday teams. Nakora, just so up and down. I think I'm going to try to get rid of him as well. Fergo, we mentioned him, he's injured. Mitchell Pearce went on a real run about 4 or 5 rounds ago and he's just died in the arse lately. Back down to 350k. People are frustrated and getting rid of him. Simonson, we mentioned. And then Dylan Brown hasn't really done much since returning from injury. He's only made it up to 294k and people are getting rid of him. Right, me personally this week, how's the team shaping up at the moment? We've got Cook with Smith up front. We've got Haas and Clemmer sitting in the starting row there. Fifita's outside the 17 at the moment. We've got Tamalolo, Madison, Tavaga and Jake Turbo gets the recall to the side. We've got Moses and Ponga in the halves with Munster coming off the bench. We've got Latrell, Mau, Bateman and Gutherson starting in the centres, and then we've got Tommy Turbo with Tedesco in the 17. as well at fullback. So that means outside the 17, we've got Fifita, like we mentioned, Josh Kerr from the Dragons. We've got Nakora and Kenny Bromwich sitting there at the moment. One of those is probably going to get upgraded this week. We've got Dearden as a backup. We've got Staggs as a backup. We've got Sebastian Chris, who I got in for the bye round, who's thankfully disappeared. And then we've got Anderson, that dual nuff there. So what I might do here is just shift Nakora back down to centre wing, and then he'll either go for Marmalo or maybe Kenny Bromwich out for Fisher-Harris or someone like that, depending on salary cap. I can't do Bromwich to Fisher-Harris. I could do Nakora to Fisher-Harris potentially, something like that. All right, that's it for the pod. They're getting a bit shorter as the season draws to an end, as trades dwindle, buy planning is no longer an issue, and everyone's really just looking to get in guns and nuffs. It's pretty simple from now on. It's more a start-sit decision. So when in teams analysis on Tuesday nights and the boys pod on Wednesday nights, we'll be focused on that. But for now, we'll wrap it up and see you next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.